Doing now is we're doing Rav and Rambam. Okay, Rav and Rambam, who explains the position of the Rambam. And the basic his basic move is that according to the Rambam, different than Rashi, Tashluvin and Takanta really disagree. Fully. Totally disagree. Whereas Rashi said that even the Tashluvin guy, the Takanta guy holds, agrees that the Sheni is Tashluvin, it's just also a Takanta. It also, besides for giving you the Kiyum Karbon, it also fixes your Karis. Right? Besides being a din in the Kiyum of the Karbon, it's also a din in the Mitzvah that it fixes the Mitzvah. Right? Also. But they both hold it's Tashlumen. And the Ramah shows, according to that, the Ravid asks, it's two against one, it's two against Rabbi. Rabbi says, Rabbi of Nasma, and they're both holding Tashlumen, so we should paskin like Tashlumen, because we don't paskin like Rabbi when he's against two. But Ram says, no, they're really two different Shitas, totally different Shitas. Right, Takanta holds only Takanta, Tashlumen is only Tashlumen, and therefore it's Rebbe against both, each of them independently, and therefore we go like Rebbe. Fine. Now, now we have to see how he learns the whole Machlokas. So, for starters, we clarified, according to the Rambam, and this is an important point, according to the Rambam, we said the Kares, even according to Rabbi, if you're mazed on Rishon, right, which healed Rishon is two separate things. But if you're mazed on Rishon, if you end up bringing it on Sheni, then you don't get Makaris. And we explained because the Karis is for being an Enomakrav. It's not just for the Avera, but it's for being an Enomakrav. So even if you end up bringing it, so then you can't say an Enomakrav, right? The government an Enomakrav. It's not just for the Avera of being Mavatalid, but it's for the government an Enomakrav. So therefore, if you end up bringing it at the end of the day, you can't get Karis. Okay? Fine. But now, within Tashlumen, the Rav Aram explains how the Rav learns. Okay? So within Rav Nasan, he says as follows. Within Rav Nasan, it's Tashlumen. Okay? So he says, Nasan Savar Sheni Tashlumen Rishonu. So the Sheni is a Tashlumen. But it's not a fixer. The fikach ledvarav, according to Rav Nasan, imhizid v'rishon v'shagag v'sheni chayev. So if you're mazid on Rishon, and then you're shagag on Sheni, you're chayev. Why? Sha'am mazid v'rishon nira l'chayev. Because the mazid on the Rishon, this is the tricky part, we have to figure out what he's saying here. But on the mazid on the Rishon is fit for chayev. It's nira for chayev. Okay, why? Did the Kudin the Rishon Maskaninim? Because you can't fix it. So right when you do the Rishon, it's fit for Chiyuv. Okay, because you can't fix it. V'em lo yishalim ha-tashlom. And if you don't end up paying back the tashlom, afilu shagag beis ha-tashlom, even if it's only b'shogeg, and the second time, chayev, b'chayev lo m'nei shalom ha-tashlom ha-shen, not because you didn't do sheni, sh'shagbo, because it was a shogeg, al m'nei shalom ha-tashlom ha-rishon, she'ezibo. It's because you're mazed on Rishon. Okay, so he's saying is that on Rishon, according to Tashlum, and on Rishon, if you mevatel Rishon b'mezid, you could get karis. Okay, it's roi for karis. It's roi for karis, because it's only the second one is because there's no way to fix it because there's no takana. There's no way to fix the Rishon, so all there is Tashlum and fine. But if you don't end up doing Tashlum, so then you're gonna be chayiv. Whereas according to the last position, he says, no, it's a takanta de Rishon, the Sheni is takanta, and therefore, he holds that the Rishon isn't roi. He says, imhizid b'rishon, lo nera l'chiyav. You're not fit for chiyav. Shekvar asalo kasav l'zvar v'takana, v'sheni. So according to the third position, if you're mazid on Rishon, you're not roi for kares, because the Torah has a takana. And only if you then are mazed on Sheni also are you going to get the Karis. So that's he's saying is the primary machlokas. Is it a Tashlumen or is it a Takana? If it's a Tashlumen, there's no Takana, and then you're fit for Karis right away, as long as you don't end up not bringing it. But if it's a Takana, so then you're not fit for Karis until Sheni. Okay, so basically you just have to figure out how he's learning the machlokas. Okay, how he's learning the machlokas. Maybe just like this, just to simplify what... similar to Levi's saying here, but I just presented it a little differently. But So let's remind ourselves of how we learn the machlokas within Rashi. Okay, so within Rashi we learned that both Rabbi and Rav Nosson and Rav Hananya. Let's stick with Nosson and Hananya. Rav Hananya, right? So both of them were learning that the Sheni is somehow a makeup of the Rishon, right? It's not a new thing; it's a makeup of the Rishon. Okay, and how so? So they both agreed it's Tashlomen, which means that you missed your Kiyam Karvan of Rishon, and the Torah is giving you a new opportunity to be a Makir, the Hikar of Karvan Hashem. Right? So vis-a-vis the Kiyam Karvan, it's the Tashlomen. What's the nature of the Karvan? It's a Karvan, it's a Tashlomen, basically. It gives you a new opportunity to be Mashal in that Kiyam Karvan. Okay? But the Machlokas was, is it also a takanta insofar as the mitzvah is concerned? Do you say that that's purely the mitzvah? It's all over. It's all over from Rishon. That's it. It's history. Mitzvah's gone. Kares is everything set in place. It's just giving you a right vis-a-vis the kar that came karbon. That was Rav Nosson, Tashlomen. Or do you say that since it's one unified entity, karbon pesach mitzvah, so in giving the guy new right to the kim karbon, it also brings with it the din takana in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not closed out yet, so to speak, and the mitzvah has a second chance opportunity in it. And therefore, you're not going to get kares yet because the mitzvah has a built-in second chance. Right? So the way the machlokas was, they're all holding tashlumen. The question is how far does tashlumen bring with it the din of takanta or not? Does it extend to the mitzvah? Once the Torah is positing tashlum, does it extend to the mitzvah or not? But that's the way we're learning in Rashi. Correct? Okay, that's what we did last 90 times ago. Okay. So I think Rambam is learning, the Rambam is very similar to that, but a little different. He's learning it's a bigger machlokas. It's a bigger machlokas. It's not definitely tashlum, and the question is, does tashlumim also bring with it the din mitzvah? He's just learning it a straight split. Is what is the din of Sheni? Is it a Tashlomen? Is it a din, a chance to get the Kiyam Karbon of Rishon? Okay, it's a din purely in the Karbanos. The Karbon Mitzvah is over. Here's a chance to get the Kiyam Pesach. Or do you, that's the Rav Nosson Tashlomen. Or do you say, no, it has nothing to do with that. The Kiyam Karbon, forget about it. That, the Kiyam Karbon, is really Karbon Pesach Rishon. And that's history. But there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah which has kares. And the Torah is saying is that mitzvah, that asay which has kares, the Torah is setting up, building in a takanta. It's giving you a second chance to rectify that avera of bimavato mepesach rishon, bimavato the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So it's not a tashlumen. It's really vis-a-vis. Tashlumen means like it's a karban, identity of karban is the kiyam of the rishon. You're getting that kiyam. You say, no, that kiyam's over. The Takanta Rechon, I say that Kiyam is over. It's a new carbon. It's a new carbon of the new Kiyam. It's not a Kiyam of Tashlum of the Rishon. It's a new Kiyam. It's a new Kiyam of Pesach Sheni. It's like its own Kiyam vis-a-vis carbon. But its role, what the Torah is role vis-a-vis mitzvah. That the mitzvah's Pesach has a second chance, a Takanta built into it. So it means the Torah says if you mess up the first time, we're giving you this building in a second chance to do it. But the Kiyam is really not the original Kiyam. You can't get back the Kiyam of a Pesach Rishon. That's Pesach Rishon on the day of Yitzchus Mitzrayim and whatever. It's just that this is an important mitzvah. Vis-a-vis Tarek Mitzvah says it's an important mitzvah and there's Kares on it and the Torah is building in a Takanta. And therefore, as Levi said, since in the mitzvah itself it's built in a Takanta, so therefore you're not up for Kares yet because the mitzvah itself has a part two. Whereas within Rav Nosson, the mitzvah is really over on Rishon. The mitzvah is over on Rishon, and therefore that's it. You're already over, fit for kares right then. The only thing is that there's an opportunity of tashlumen, which is that the kiyam karbon, you could be a makriv. The Torah set up a tashlum where you can be a makriv. Now it turns out if you're a makriv, then you're going to undermine the kares, according to the Rambam. Because the kares is for being an eno makriv. But the kares emerges right away because you're an eno makriv. The mitzvah, as she says, there's no takanta according to Rav Nosson. All it is tashlum. So it means vis-a-vis the mitzvah is done. So therefore, right now you're mevatel the mitzvah, you're in a makriv. So now you're fit for kares. So now the Torah set up a tashlumim whereby you could remove the din of an makriv. You could be a makriv of the Pesach. So therefore, it's If you end up bringing it, then you're mashal in the car, the kiyum karbon, and you remove the cars. And you remove the cars. But again, Rosh Hashanah, it's not the kiyum karbon. The kiyum karbon is a different, you can't really get that kiyum karbon. Okay, the kiyum karbon of Rishon is over. But the Torah is, it's the avera of being mevatel the kiyum karbon, the Torah, then the mitzvah of bringing the karbon, the Torah set up a backup plan. It's a different karbon. It's really, it's like regular finale. It's a different kiyum ritzah, it's a different kiyum karbon, because it's Pesach Sheni. But it's totally, the din Pesach Sheni is totally in the framework of mitzvahs. Of mitzvahs of Pesach, the Torah has a backup. It's a takanta. It's a second chance within the framework of the mitzvah. So therefore, but it's not tashlumen. Okay, it's not a tashlumen. It's a totally different thing. He's saying, tashlumen, forget about it. It's similar in that regard to Rabbi. He's closer to Rabbi in that regard, is that the karbon, it's like a different, it's not a tashlumen. It's its own identity as a karbon. It's just that it's given the Torah's the mitzvah to rectify the mitzvah of not doing it, of not doing the rishon, and therefore remove the karis. In Rabbi Chananya is clear is that according to Rabbi, Sheni is really an independent, totally independent mechayev. It's not a takanta. It's an independent mechayev, an independent being makir of a karba of a pesach. Right, and that's why Ger who converts in between and does could do it, right? And you can even chayv karis for the sheni for that karbon, right? But according to Rav Chananya, sheni is really a takanta. It's really it's a fix it for the mitzvah. When the mitzvah of rishon was given, there was a built-in fix it. But the fix it is a different karbon. The kiyum karbon is a different kiyum karbon. But it's still this whole identity of this karbon is because the Torah is setting up a mitzvah to fix the rishon. So therefore, for instance, a ger who's in the sky in between, you don't just do sheni. It's this whole identity is because it is the Torah's mitzvah for repairing the mitzvah of rishon or the chait of missing rishon. In fact, it's according to the Rambam, he counts Pesach sheni as a mitzvah, as a separate mitzvah. Right, he counts Pesach Sheni as a separate mitzvah. I think it in the Tshuva there of Daniel Bavli and the Rambam and Rambam. I looked at the full text. The Rambam says that that's because. Oh, in the Rambam and the separate mitzvahs, he also addresses this. He counts it as a separate mitzvah because he doesn't hold Tashlumen. If he would have held Tashlumen, he says openly, he wouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah. Because then his whole identity would have been as a mother there for the second one. It's not a prod of the first karbon. It's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah to bring it to be a makor Pesach. But that's within them. But according to Takanta and Tashlumen, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's there as either as a opportunity to get the kiyum karbon or as a fix it for the mitzvah. So again, within Rashi, everyone agrees it's essentially there as a Tashlumen for the kiyum karbon. The question is, does that extend to the din mitzvah as well? Because it's like one unity. According to the Rambam, it's a total split. What is Pesach Sheni? Is it an opportunity for the Pesach? For the tashlum of the kiyum karbon, or is it a din of a fix it for the mitzvah? Okay, similar to what we're learning, and it's very similar to Rashi. That's what I was saying. Is that why are you forcing? The Gemara doesn't say that Rav Chananya, holds by tashlum, and why are you forcing him into that? Right. I mean, the Rambam says there's totally separate. I mean, it's a bigger machlokas according to the Rambam. Right, it's a bigger machlokas, which is good because he's learning they're not really on the same page. They're different. They're each separately arguing on Rabbi. Right, they're each arguing. Rabbi's saying it's totally separate mitzvah, two separate regalim, two separate mitzvahs, and Rav Chananya is saying, I'm sorry, Rav Nosson is saying, no, it's karbon. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's a redin of kiyum of karbon of the rishon. And Rav Chananya saying, no, it's nothing to do with that, but it's not a separate mitzvah, it's a repairing mitzvah, it's a second chance vis-a-vis the mitzvah. And that's why I say, what Levi says is good, is vis-a-vis what the Rambam does talk about, the Nir al-Khiv and the Non al-Khiv, what he means there is, what he said is good, is that if you learn that it's Tashlum, and you mean vis-a-vis the mitzvahs of Rishon, it's over, after Rishon. And therefore, once you're Mevatel Mezid, you're Nira for Rekares. Now, because that's it, you're not a makir. Now, it's true, you could become a makir through the Tashlumen. But at this moment, that's it, the mitzvah is over. But as according to Rav Chananya, the mitzvah itself isn't over. The mitzvah really has the kanta built in, so you can't say you're not nearer for the kares right after you miss the Rishon Mezid, because it has a two-part mitzvah. So it would be as if, like I say, after 5 minutes into the day, you didn't do it, you're not nearer the kares yet, the mitzvah is still going. So it's only once the structure of the mitzvah is done that you could say you're an erfakaris. So therefore, you're not an erfakaris until the second one comes along and you're still amazed there. If you have a shogig along the way, it's not going to be, it's not going to be karis. Yeah. Okay, good. So, is there a question? Okay, so let me just set up what we're going to do next time. The next time is like related, but it's a new problem. Okay, a new problem. New problem is another part of the Rambam here. Okay? And this is let's say I'll ask you. Okay, according to Rambam, let's get back into what the Rambam holds. Psak. He holds that Rishon and Sheni are two different regals. Right? And you get cards for either one. If you're amazed on Rishon, you get karis. If you're amazed on Shani, you get karis. Either one. As long as you don't end up bringing it. If you end up bringing it, if you're amazed on Rishon, you end up bringing it, you're not going to get karis because then you're a makar, you know. But they're amazed for either one, right? So now let's say you don't bring it on Rishon because you're a Tameh. Okay? You don't bring Rishon because you're a Tameh. And then on Shani, you're amazed. And you don't bring it. So what do you say? Amazed, so you're karis, right? Pasha. Okay, so it's not true. Okay? It's not true. The Rambam says, if you were on us, if you were shogeg or on us on Rishon, and then you raise it on Shani, Karis. Because Shani is his own thing. You get Karis for Shani. But the Rambam says, Aval Misha hayatame over there chachoka v'los of Rishon, if you're tame over there chachoka, and that's why you didn't do Rishon, Aval Pisha hizit b'Shani, even though you're raised on Shani, ain't a chayv Karis.
So you chayv in Shani?
Yes.
That's what the mitzvah was instituted.
Yeah, that's what Special Shani was instituted for. Yes, for those guys. And you're definitely chayv and Shani. Still, ain't a chayv karis. Why? Shekvar niftar mi Pesach Rishon min hakaris. Because you became potter on Pesach Rishon from the karis. Since you were talking der chok on Rishon, so you're already a potter from the karis. Whatever that means. And the honest guy and the shogeg guy wasn't? Somehow not. Saying somehow, if you're tamei der chok on Rishon, that's it, Potter. I don't care what happens after that, Potter. Okay, but if you're on us, no, then we'll see what happens on Shani. But it doesn't really sound like it makes sense. I mean, you could just posit that, but it sounds, you know. So what does it mean if you're about tamei der chok on Rishon, then Torah potters you from Karis? What karis? I'm telling you, they're chachoka. Why should I get karis? I'm not amazed. It doesn't even make sense. Well, Torah is the part of me from karis. It's not shaykh to karis altogether. Right? Why would I get karis? You know, Torah is the part of me. Just say, do Pesach Sheni. I do Pesach Sheni if I'm amazed. It's regular fnei atzmel. Amazed. Why should I get karis? Torah patted me on Rishon from karis. So what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Very hard to understand. And I'll read further in the Rambam because in the real ones, it's a continuous halacha. Okay, I mean, in the first or whatever, it breaks it up, but it really continues. He says, "Let's say yeder chachoka v'shachto v'zarka olav asadam." We discussed this once, but they shachted, they did it for you. You're far away, but they did shchitan. Now you're really part of Pesach Rishon, but they did it for you anyways. And then you run in, you come. Afal pisha bala erev, even though you come lo hortza chayv Pesach Sheni, it doesn't work. Okay, the Torah. It's the question is. Do you have an option? If you're in Derech Chokah, do you have an option to do Pesach Rishon? So the Rambam is saying, no, you don't. Once you're Derech Chokah, that's it. You're removed. Totally removed from Pesach Rishon. Okay? Totally removed from Pesach Rishon. Okay, so the problem is, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, it's not really clear how that's related, but so the Ravid asks on the Rambam, he says, Achshav, Sosar is Dvarav. The Rambam is being Sosar himself. What's the difference if you're tamei der chok and then you're mazed on sheni? Or if you're shogeg on us on rishon and then you're mazed on sheni? It's the same thing. If you're saying right, sheni is right, lufnei asman, you chayiv karis for the sheni, for being mazed on sheni. So who cares what it was on rishon? I don't care if I was a tamei der chok on us, shogeg. Who really cares? It's a regular lufnei asman, chayiv for sheni, I'm chayiv for rishon. Doesn't mean I became potter from the karis. But I'm not chayiv for the rishon, I'm chayiv for the sheni. The Sheni am amazing. Right? So that's what I was saying is what is the difference? It's a plain, you read the Rambam and it's like you do a double take when you read it again. It just doesn't sound, where's he coming from? Right? Okay, so the Ketzer Mishnah references you to the Pirush Mishnayos. Pirush Mishnayos, he kind of talks about it. Okay? So the Rambam is based on, it's really based on a Mishnah. I mean, it's the simplest reading the Mishnah is really like the Rambam. And the Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Mishnah says like this, Mishai Tamidar Choka. Lo es a rishon, yasa es a sheni. Right? So if you're done the chagig, you don't do rishon, so you do sheni. Okay, fine. Shogeg onenas lo es a rishon, yasa es a sheni. If you're shogeg or ones, this is the beginning of the ninth parak. If you're shogeg or ones and you didn't do a rishon, also you do sheni. Right? Same thing. So it says, Imkein lama ne'emar tamei derech chokah. So what's the Torah singling out tamei derech chokah? Are they really the exact same thing as the shogeg ones? What's the point? It's just another case of shogeg ones. So it says, she'elu peturim in akaris ve'elu chayavim akaris. The difference is one of them are patur in akaris, another one is chayav in akaris. That's the nafkamina. What? Yes, but that's, you got to single them out because it's not explaining it, but it's saying that they're different. Which the Rambam is interpreting that Tamei Derech Chokah is Patur from Karis, period. And the Shogeg Onas is going to be Chayav in Karis. They're different. When the Torah singles out Tamei Derech Chokah, why is it singling them out? To say they're Patur from Karis. Okay, what's the sense of that? So the Rambam explains. Okay? And it's not exactly clear that this Rambam is saying the exact same thing as the Mishnah Torah. He kind of formulates it a little bit differently, but here he explains it, there he doesn't really explain it. So I'm going to go with trying to explain the Parish Mishnah, and maybe he means the same thing in this, you know. But we'll do this next week. I'm just going to tell you what he says here. He says, you're not chayiv karis. Why? Ah, you're chayiv mezid on sheni. Nimnei shekvar niftar mi Pesach Rishon. Because you're already potter from Pesach Rishon. Shibo nemar hakaris. Because the karis is said in the Torah by Pesach Rishon. And you're already potter from Pesach Rishon. V'nidcha l'Pesach Sheni, and you're pushed to Pesach Sheni, shelo ne'amar bo karis, where there is no karis. Okay? Okay, but there is karis in Pesach Sheni, that's the problem, because it's regal b'fnei atzmo, and it doesn't say karis there, but the Rambam holds you do get karis for it, right? V'im shagog ne'anas b'Pesach Rishon, v'losa Sheni, but if you're shogeg your onas on Rishon, and you don't do Sheni b'mezid, chayiv karis, you are chayiv karis, even though for Sheni. Because Torah says, "Shekol mi shelo haya tamei derech chokah." Anyone who's not tamei derech chokah, pasuk says, "Esh ha'har char tahar ubederech lo haya." Anyone who's not tamei derech chokah, v'lo asa pesach klal, and you don't do either pesach, neither rishon nor sheni, chayv karis, you chayv karis. V'u amru esh ha'har shu tahar ubederech lo haya, v'chado lasa sa pesach v'nirchasan nefeshai. So that's what the pasuk says. If you're not Tamei, you're not Derech HaChokah, someone else, and you don't do both of them at all, then you're Chayav Karis. As long as, I guess, you have to be amazing somewhere. So that's what the Pasuk says. But if you are Tamei or Derech HaChokah, then you see the Torah says you don't get it. Then the Torah pushes you to Sheni. And by Sheni, it doesn't say Karis anywhere. And that's it. So you don't get Karis. Okay? And that's what he explains. That's the Mishnah. It's not exactly clear, but I mean, there's a certain sense to what he's saying. I mean, it has to be understood. But in the Pasuk, sounds like it's saying it. He's saying it's true. If you look at the Pasuk, you'll see it says, it's talking about who's Kari's for, a guy who's not Tamei not Derech HaChokah, Tahar, whatever. Even if he's Shogeg Onas, but if you don't do either of them, then you get Kari's. Okay? Even though the Mezid is on Sheni. So it sounds like that you get Sheni, it could be Chayiv Karis. But then the Rambam says, the reason why Tamei Derech Chokah doesn't get it is because they were pushed from Rishon, which has Karis, and pushed to Sheni, which doesn't say Karis. What does that mean? But you do get Karis for Sheni. But that's the thing. There's something there to work with. There's a certain sense to it, but it has to be explained. Yeah. Okay, so let's see if we could try to take that up on Monday. Okay? The question is this conducive, consistent that he says in the Mishnah, in the Sefer Mitzvah, and sorry, in the Mishnah Torah? He says, why don't they chokah? Af pishez b'sheni in chayiv karis, shekfar niftar mi Pesach Rishon min hakaris. Because you're already potter from Pesach Rishon from the karis. It's not clear if that's saying the same thing or not. I mean, he's not saying because you're mitzvah to sheni, he's just saying because you're already potter from Pesach Rishon from the karis. You could say, since you were in Pesach Rishon and you were nitzvah, so therefore you're part of from, I mean, he's certainly not saying it in as many words as that. I mean, you could push it in, but it's not clear if he's saying the same thing or not. Okay, so let's try for Monday to do this. Okay, let's try to do that. And I think that's the end of this sugya. I think that's all I'm going to, at least that's all I'm going to go on this sugya.